So what armor is never pierced by any type of weapon? Fortitude in the face of challenges arising from insults and attacks. So as we did last week in Easy Path, we talked about three types of fortitude. So one, the fortitude of bearing just suffering in general, like when we get sick, mental and physical suffering. And the second, the fortitude of bearing insults and attacks when people harm us, you know, especially criticism and so forth. And then the fortitude of engaging in our spiritual practice and, you know, the difficulties that can come up when we're doing a spiritual practice. Okay, so the first type of fortitude, insults and attacks. We got to practice this because there is nowhere in samsara we're going to go where somebody is not going to criticize us. So this is the first thing we need to get through our thick skulls. You know, at least I need to get through my thick skull. You know, because one of my first, rules of the universe is nobody should criticize me. But where am I going to go where nobody's going to criticize me? Only full awakening, you know. Aside from that, maybe the Pure Lands. But depends what kind of beings are in those. You know, there's different kinds of Pure Lands. Yeah. And, you know, even you go to Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, you know. If you're messing off, he's certainly going to say something. Yeah. You think Amitabha is going to let you mess off and sleep all day? Forget it. Yeah. So, you know, there's no place to go where people are not going to notice our mistakes and comment on them. So we better get used to that and be able, you know, learn to accept these kinds of things instead of taking everything personally, you know, instead of it causing this incredible doubt in our mind about, am I worthwhile? Do people like me? Do I belong? You know, all this kind of stuff that gets activated simply by sound waves going through the air that we interpret and then make up into the most amazing kind of stories that all revolve around how bad we are. Or if they aren't about how bad we are, they're about how bad the other person is because they're commenting about how bad we are. So, you know, we've kind of had this problem since beginningless lifetimes. We've been pretty miserable with it since beginningless lifetimes. So now we actually have the chance and the choice to do something about it. Yeah? If we don't do something about it, then we're going to perpetually be like the big button that sticks out halfway into the corridor that says, don't push me, that gets activated even by the breeze, you know? And we'll continue to get mad at every small thing, you know, because we think everything relates to me. You know, what everybody else does in their life relates to me because I'm definitely the center of the universe. Yeah? So if they have a certain look on their face, it's because of me. If they don't eat cabbage at lunch, it's because of me. Yeah. If they're late for meditation, it's because of me. Yeah. If their eyeliner isn't right, it's because of me. Everything relates to me. Boring. You know, come on, we got to grow up from this. It's just, you know, it's really too boring to go through life and think that every small thing that happens is due to ourselves And it's because people don't appreciate us. They don't love us. They don't understand us. They don't accept us. They're rude to us. They're mean to us. They forget about us. Everything horrible happens to me. You know, we've been doing this since beginningless time. Isn't it boring already? No, we still get off on it, don't we? Yeah, we still, you know, oh, wow, you know, it means I exist. If people hate me, it means I exist. So you can really see how important the view of the personal identity is, because even if we're miserable, it means I exist. There's a real me to grasp onto. You know, it really is boring after a while. Okay, so fortitude in the face of that. Fortitude in the face, again, of physical and mental suffering. Again, it's been going on since beginningless time. My little toe, you know, on my right foot, my middle toe on my left foot hurts. My big toe on my right foot hurts. Do you have a ring finger toe? You know, my fourth toe hurts. My second toe hurts. Everything hurts. You know, this little thing here hurts. This little thing. You know, always something hurts. Well, congratulations. We have a body that is the result of afflictions and karma. Did we get a contract with that body that said you will never experience pain? No, that kind of contract did not come with that body. Yeah, so the kind of body we have, it's gonna break down. It's gonna get sick. It's gonna be painful. What else is new? We can either cry about it, or we can transform it into the path and see it as a ripening of our negative karma, as something that's going to increase our renunciation and determination to attain liberation, to increase our compassion for other sentient beings. Yeah, there's so many possibilities, you know, Dharma possibilities of how to deal with pain. Yeah, so we can again either complain and feel sorry for us, be mad at the world, or we can practice the Dharma. It's our choice. And if you don't like the choice, I can't refer you to a complaint department, because there's no complaint department aside from our own ignorance. So, yeah, okay. So if you don't like the choices, complain to your own ignorance. Yeah. Okay, then there's the difficulties of practicing the Dharma. Okay, like you come to the Abbey, we were talking about this yesterday, you come to the Abbey and everything is going to be great, and Dharma's great, and the community's great, and you know, when you're here for a week or 2 weeks, it's great. And then afterwards, what happens? Oh God, look at my mind. It's the same old mind. You know, well, it's not. It's changed, but we don't see it that way. Okay? And so, you know, it's like, oh, do I have to sit down for another meditation? Really, you know, it's like, I need a break from this. Yeah, just give me a break from samsara so I can relax for a while, and then I'll come back and practice. Yeah. I don't know where that break from samsara, where you're going to find that. You know, maybe you can complain to the Department of Ignorance about that one too. Okay. But just, you know, the difficulties of dealing with a mind that is under the influence of afflictions and karma and goes bananas. Yeah. The difficulties of trying to understand different Dharma points, where, you know, you can look at the paragraph this way and you can turn it upside down and it means exactly the same thing to you. because it's really hard and, you know, the meaning is not clear to us. Yeah. Or practicing the Dharma and you think you understand it until somebody asks you a question and then you're going, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know the answer. Yeah. So it's, you know, and the difficulties of practicing the Dharma when you hear me give a Dharma talk like this instead of, poor you, I know somebody insults you and that's really too bad. This first kind of fortitude, you try practicing it, but it's really the other person's fault. That's what you want to hear, but that's not what your teacher says. So that's the part of the difficulty of practicing Dharma. Yeah, because when you go to your teacher, you want your teacher to go, oh, no, poor you. Yes, it's really difficult, I know. Samsara is tough on you, harder than you, on you than anybody else. Poor you, you know. Don't compare yourself to the people off the coast who have just been off the coast of Thailand, who have just been sent further out to sea after the Thai government fixed their engines and gave them a little bit of water and food, but refused to let them in, and no other country is letting them in. So don't compare yourself to those people. Just feel sorry for yourself right now. Yeah. Okay? So, yeah, so there's difficulties to practicing Dharma. Yeah? But I mean, the beautiful thing is the Buddha taught how to practice fortitude in terms of all these difficulties. And there's definite methods to practice. And we've got to not only learn the methods, but practice them. Think about them in terms of real life situations that we experience. Not just in terms of abstract something, something. You know, but in terms of really what happens to us. Okay.